Let's go. One lama based on an aleph right after the Mishnah. Tony. So let's just review the Mishnah real quickly. So if you have chaticha, this is a lot of, you got a whole cup over here because a lot of cases, and it gets confusing. I know that. It's not so easy. So if you have a chaticha of kachin and pickle and noisar, two different types of isurim, one of which is mutter to the kohanim, and one which is osur, and they get mixed up in kulin, which has enough to be mevatel either one of them independently, but not together. So we say that for the kohanim it's mutter because the kulin is mevatel the pickle and noisar, and kachim is no problem for them. And for the Zara, obviously, it's going to be also because both things are also for them. And Rav Shimon Matir, Lazar Lukohanim, he holds that both mutter. Because he holds, you do not combine Yisurim. That's the way we have our Girsan, our Mishnah. But Rav Shimon Beferish is being Matir. If you have two separate Yisurim, and it's not going to be a problem. Basta Kachay Kadashim and Basta Kachay Kalim. So then, also the same thing, same case, where you have enough chulin, basa taiva, which is basa chulin, of course, kisava nashachal lechol basar, chol avas nashachal techal basar, right, the pasuk says. So that's basa taiva. If there's enough taiva to be mevatel the kachim independently, or kachim, so for the kohanim, again, here it's going to be asal tmei mutal tahirim. Here, it's only a problem for a tummy, but for the czar is a smutzer in both cases. Why is that?
They don't merge.
What?
They don't.
It says that they're mutter the tahorim. Why are they mutter the tahorim? If both things are yisurim, if they're mitzar, they will be osur. For the people that they're also for. If it's not mitzvah, then there's enough to move on to one. So the question is, well, they're both have the same shame isser. Right? So it's also tmeim, because, in other words, there's an isser of a chol kodesh lo siga, which applies to all kachim. And therefore, in that sense, they are mitzarif because they have the same isser, and so therefore, there's not enough to be mevatelit. So mela is an isser of a tummy eating any of this basar. So you have to kind of like forget about the mode of zara and kohen now. Now we're dealing with a different mode. We're dealing about tumah. So if you're tummy, you can't eat it because it's not batel. You have to give it you have to treat it like it's kachim. And mamela, you're also to eat it if you're tummy. But it says for taharim, it's mutter.
Right.
Why is it mutter?
Because
kachim kalim. Because kachim kalim is mutter to the czar anyway. And kachim will be bottle in the rest. Good, right. Perfect. Very good. Tani, let's talk to Gemara, shall pickle v'shal nicer v'shal kachim kalim. So, let's see, the Braisa.
So everything in the...
Oh, just one second. Yeah. So when I was reading the Hebrew, but I remember when we read the English side, we did not have the Gersa of Shal Kachin Kachin. So that was a mistake. I shouldn't have read it that way. It's the first statement of the Mishnah is Chaticha Shal Kodshim. That's the Gersa. Chaticha Shal Kodshim. It does not specify whether it's Kodshim Kalim or Kodshim Kodashim. It doesn't say. It just says Kodshim, which is generic. So that's what the Gemara starts off here. Tony.
My Mishnah says Chaticha Shal Kodshim Kodashim.
I'm well aware of what it says on the Hebrew side. That's what I just got finished saying. The Hebrew side says that, but the English side, if you'll see, he has the word kodshe in parentheses over there. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And if you look at the Shinui Nuskois Ois Gimel on Laman Aleph on the base, you'll see it says Berashas.
Where is that?
Shinui Nuskois, you see it?
Yeah.
Ois Gimel. It says Shal Kachu Kadashim Shal Pigol Shal Noisar.
Yeah.
Berash Cirilo Shal Pigol Shal Noisar Bishal Kachu.
Yeah.
Right now that, so we're gonna learn based on that, we're going to forget about the Kachim Gersa that we have in our Gemara. We're going to learn that it says Kachim, and it's really only makes, the only Gemara is not going to make sense unless you learn that way. So the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa that it's going to explain what the word Kachim meant in the Mishnah. The Braisa says, Shal Pigel, Vashal Neiser, Vashal Kachim, Kalim. Okay? So, now the Gemara says, this is a Braisa. This is not the Mishnah. This is a Braisa. And the Braisa is explaining what the Mishnah meant. Okay? That's what happens often. The Braisa explains the Mishnah. Now, this Kachim Kalim is obviously talking about before the Zrika. So there's an Israel Kilo on these Kachim Kalim. He says no. The Braisa, you bring me a Braisa, which is a Braisa Mishubeshas. Wrong Gersa in that Braisa. Braisa really said Kachin Kachin. Okay, so then we have Mishubeshas. It's
a mistake.
It's not you're quoting it wrong.
Yeah.
You have a mistaken version. Right? So the Gemara started off with Kachim Kalim. Rabbi Yonah said, no, it's Kachim Kachim. Rabbi Yonah supports his position. Pigol, Venoiser.
What did he say? Lo Amru Ella, Kachim, is that the Gersa?
That's correct. Lo Amru Ella, Kachim Kachim. Okay? So Rabbi Yonah saying it's Kachim Kachim. The Gemara started off with a Braisa that said it was Kachim Kalim. Zog the Gemara. Pigol, Venoiser, Lo Achazrika. I'll show you, now what the Gemara is now going to engage in is it's going to try to show, since we're talking about where they're together, the Kachim side is together with the Pigel and Noiser side, so we want to make it so that they are similar types of Isurim. So we're going to show how in some ways they are similar, Kachim is similar in one way, and there are other ways in which Kachim and Kalim are similar. That's what our whole Gemara is going to be today. Okay.
What does it have to do with throwing of the blood or not?
What does it have to do with what?
With the Zrika.
The Zrika?
Yeah.
The Zrika has to be, we have to be talking about if it's Kachim Kalim, that it's before the Zrika Saddam, because otherwise it wouldn't be on Sambar Kila.
So when it says it's before the Zrika, then we're talking only about Kachim Kalim.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the logic? Pigol v'noisar la'achazrika.
Oh, yeah.
Pigol and noisar. Now, the Gemara makes a statement which makes it sound like pigol and noisar are yisurim, which only occur after the zrika occurs, meaning that it would require me to be zorek with a kavona to eat the basar after the zman. And the Gemara is going to immediately say that that's not true. Because even if someone chefs an animal with a kavon, I'm talking about pigle. If it's only if you shecht, that it's true even if you shecht an animal with a kavon to eat an alachar zmanoi, also it's chal. Just focus on pigle for now.
We're talking
about the isser karas. You're right. It's also regardless, but the isser karas is only zman. So
you said that you can have the makshava by the shtita.
Yes.
You still have to do a zrika to make it like a valid carbon, right?
That is correct. It has to be the karav. What's the language? Karav matirov kedin. It has to be karav matirov kedin. Pigol v'noisar la'achazrika. The Gemara explains what does this mean. Lo kilef mei zrika hein. I'm on 32a2. Lokilef neiz rika hein, aren't these also before the throwing of the blood, like I just told you? If they do a shkita. So like Amru Ella Pickle Vanoisa Dorsha in Zrika Matarosa. What we meant to say, when we mentioned the word Zrika in regards to Pickle and Noisa, what we meant to say was that the Isra of Pickle does not fall away after the Zrika Sadam. It's not like there was an Isra that all of a sudden disappears once the Zrika is done. No. Dover Shein Zrika Matarosa. Because Kodoshim, and that prohibition to non-Kohanim, right, for a czar to eat Kodesh Kodoshim, that remains also, whether it's before the Zrika or after the Zrika. So in that sense, the Pigle, don't worry about Noisa for now, there's an equivalent case of Noisa. But for Pigle, it's the same way there's an Isra Pigle before the Zrika and after the Zrika, so too the Isra to the czar, Kodshim applies both before the Zrika and after the Zrika, so they're the same. Ho Kodshim Kalim, Ho Vehemutorim La'ach HaZrika. When it comes to Kodshim Kalim, those become mutter to the Tzar after the Zrika.
Right.
So, therefore, the Kodshim Kalim will not combine with Pigel Noisar even before the Zrika. That's what the Gemara is trying to do here. The Gemara doesn't want to have a case of Kodshim Kalim because Kodshim Kalim is not like the Pigle and Noisar. I'd rather have, like Isurim, that just like Kodshim is not Mudrata Zrika, so to Pigle and Noisar not Mudrata Zrika, as opposed to Kodshim Kalim, which are Mudrata Zrika, and therefore Kodshim Kalim will not be Mustar from Pigle even before the Zrika. That's the Gemara.
Okay.
Now we're going to say a furthermore. So that was stage one of the logic, why to group Kodshim together with the Pigle and Noisar. Now we're going to have a furthermore. I have another piece of logic here. And that, now we're going to focus on the Lois Aseh. There's an Aseh here involved, and there's a Lois Aseh involved in terms of a czar eating these things. The Gemara says like this. Even though kodshim kalim are prohibited for consumption before the zrika, they're still not comparable to pigle and noiser. Ein loikin aleihem mishum zaris, because you don't get malchus for eating them before the zrika. That is to say, the prohibition of kodshim kalim is not a lois asay in the Torah. It's an asay. We're going to see the pesukim in a minute. It's in the footnote, right? But it's actually, if you want to see the footnote, it's in the bottom of footnote 11. So if you go in the second column, the bottom of 32A2, there are three paragraphs that lay out the Isurim over here. So the first paragraph, it starts with various prohibitions mentioned in this note as follows. Okay? It's the if Isur of consumption of pigle and noiser is from Moisei Chal Kol Tal Eva. That's number one. Number two, the positive commandment forbidding kodshim kalim for a czar before zrika is the word the pasuk zivachecha yishofeich al mizbach Hashem lokecha v'habosner tocheil. Right, so the pasuk is saying you will pour the blood on the mizbeach and then you will eat the basar, which means if you eat the basar prior, you're over this aseh. This aseh is a directive when you can eat the basar. Not to eat it according to the instructions is a violation of an aseh. Finally, for kodshim, that's when we have our lois aseh v'zor, v'yoychal ki kodesh heim. Okay, so that's just, we're just going to accept that. The Gemara is just putting this out here now. It turns out that there are those who are holik on this statement. But at this point, the Gemara holds that, therefore, kodshim kalim don't belong in the same grouping with Neisser and Pigle, because Neisser and Pigle have a lois aseh, Kodshim Kalim have a lois aseh, so we're not going to put Kodshim Kalim together with that grouping.
Yeah.
That's the furthermore we're saying over here, okay? That's the simplification. That's what it says.
Yeah,
now we're on 32B. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Now, he's going to disagree. If Yaisi is gonna remember, we started off with a brisa that said that it was kachin kala. Then we said, Reb Yoina said, no, it's kachin kachin. And then we said the logic. Reb Yaisi is going back to the brisa that we started with, and he's sticking to his guns. No, kachin kala is the right gersa, not like you. Don't tell me I quoted the wrong brisa mushubesh. I quoted good. And now he's got to offer his reasoning behind it. Lo yomer lo kachim kala. As per the original quotation. Okay? Pigol.
And comma. Pigol netzer
azruga. No.
What's that?
We're going to
buttress his position. Pigol v'noiser lo achazriga. The invalidations of pigol v'noiser are after throwing the blood. Now the Gemara again makes the same assumption. This is just a repeat of the same kind of logic. Sounds like you were just saying that only a shayach after Zrika, and of course we said you could be shochet and have it before Zrika. You want to just say, lokil afnei Zrika hein. Of course they exist even before Zrika. So le'ezeh davar nemar pikul v'noitzeh lo'hitzi kachum kalam lachas Zrika. Hol afnei Zrika hoil v'hein asurin. It means like this. To exclude from this law, kachim kalam, after the bow was drawn, which are permitted to non-Kohanim, but to include kachim kalam before the blood was drawn, since they are prohibited at that point to non-Kohanim under a negative commandment, and are therefore fit to join pigol and noiser. Meaning, what he's doing here, I forget about the language here, he's disagreeing that it's only an assay. He does not agree with Reb Yonah that it's only an assay before Zrika. He believes Kachim Kalam is also a lois assay. So they're having a machlokes whether there's a lois assay or not before Zrika by Kachim Kalam.
But he's saying it's a lot, so therefore it's like Pigul and Nosa, so it can be included.
So it could be included, exactly. Okay.
So he's saying that it doesn't have to be comparable to Pigul and Nosa all the way through. As long as it's just like it, Lufnei Zrika, that's enough?
That's what he's saying.
What do you mean by all the way through?
Because after
Zrika, it's going to fall away the whole Issa. By Kachin Kalam.
But not by Pigol and Noser.
Right, that's true. Yes. You are correct. Right on the money, T.
Does it say what the
law is? So if you take a look over here, it's footnote 5 is a huge footnote. But if you go to the second column and you go to the third paragraph down, it starts, this new negative commandment on unknown Kohanim is learned from the following verse.
It's the same
pasuk. Vezor lo yechal ki kodesh
shame. Which is the pasuk we used previously.
This verse is generally understood to teach the non-Kohen's prohibition to eat kachi kachim after Zrika. Indeed, bodily exams, and so on and so forth. Okay, we'll skip through that. Nevertheless, Rav Yossi here maintains that it teaches the prohibition of kachi kachim before Zrika. All right? So, we can't go through all the limudim here and what all the gemaras. Bottom line is, he has a pasuk that teaches that he learns. It makes it a lois assay. Let's make it simple.
It's the same pasuk that we learned for Kachin Kadashim.
Yes.
So does he learn Kachin Kalam and Kachin Kadashim from that same pasuk?
I can't answer all the drasha questions, okay? It's way beyond the scope of what I know about this Gemara. All I know is basically what it says in the footnotes. And I don't even know that well. Okay. You can think about all these different dresses. More power to you. Okay. So that was his approach. Footnote 5 is a large footnote. And he goes through...
The bottom of the page.
What?
Goes through number 1, number 2. It sets towards the end of the page. That's your question about Kachin Kalam, Kadashim.
He's explaining, that actually is a good, it's worthwhile to read through that. He what he's doing here in the end here is he's showing the ways in which Pigol and Noiser are like Kachim Kalam. Let's do that. Let's go through that footnote. Right? According to Reb Yossi, Pigol and Noiser, he's just to understand there's a rationale he goes through here in the beginning of footnote 5 where he starts the words to explain, where he gives an alternative to the Isurim that are mentioned in the Mishnah. As opposed to using Pigel and Noisar, what he tries to explain in this footnote is, why is Rabbi Yossi against it saying Kachi Kadashim? L'chaira, Kachi Kadashim is a strong case to be made for it to, because as Tzvi just pointed out, it does survive the Zrika in terms of the Isser, whereas Kachim Kalam does not. So that's a pretty strong argument. And whether you agree with the assay and Lois assay is one thing, but what's really bothering him, and he explains the rationale here, is that there were other choices available for Isurim to be mitzaref with the kachin other than Pigel and Noiser. He could have picked something such as Yotze, right? If you have Basa that's Yotze, and it becomes also by Achila. So that's a prohibition which would apply only to country kosher. Now I'm trying to explain why that's what he says. He feels that since they used Pigel and Noiser, so therefore it must be that they wanted an example which was like them, which is country column. That's basically what he goes through here. And now that's just a hakdama, so you understand what he's trying to say here in this last paragraph. We explained earlier, that's what he's talking about, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah specifies Pigel and Noiser because these two are especially linked to Kachim Kalam in several ways. It was this that indicated to Rabbi Yossi that the Mishnah speaks of Kachim Kalam and not Kachim Kachim. The connections are as follows. One, the verses that teach the laws of Pigel and Noiser are stated with respect to Kachim Kalam. Two, Kachim Kalam, like Pigel and Noiser, are usher both to non-Kohanim and Kohanim. Kachim Kadashim are prohibited only to non-Kohanim, not to Kohanim. Three, the prohibition of Kachim Kalam, like those of Pigel and Noiser, arise from a lapse in the sacrificial service. In the case of Kachim Kalam, it is that the Zrika has not been performed, right? That's missing from the Avodah. And the same way, the Pigel and Noiser is a psul in the Avodah, right? If someone had improper intentions or they left it past its time, the prohibition of Kachi Kachim, on the other hand, they're unlike that because they don't emerge from a lapse. It's the natural and proper outgrowth of its sanctity. The Kedusha of Kachim Kachim won't make it and what create that is. So there's this whole rationale here as to why he wants it to be Kachim Kalam. Okay, that's basically what this is saying. Now, Rabbi Yossi concludes on 32b2. With Kachim Kalam loikin aleihem yishum zoras, and therefore what? You're going to get Malkus, because he holds it to Lysasei. Right? Amar of Oven, Lishon Masniso Messiah Rabbi Yossi. We have a language of a Brisa which supports the view of Rabbi Yossi, because it says, now he quotes the whole Pasuk in footnote 8. There's a long Pasuk. Of Suchalacha B'Sharecha Masniso Gonchus 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 Gonchus. Now every word in that Pasuk has drashas that surround it, and this sifri the Gemara is just going to quote an excerpt out of the drashas, which is the word nidvosecha. The Gemara learns zutaru shlomim from that word. We learn what shem ocha mehen lefnei zrikas damim. The pashup shot in the pasuk is that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, and the Gemara now is adding to that an added drasha. Not only can you not eat it outside Yerushalayim, you also can't eat it before Zrika. Okay? So, since you see there's a loisa, say, it's loika. You see, you get Malkus. So you see that eating Kachim Kalam before Zrika is a loisa, say, that supports Rabbi Yossi's contention. That it's not just an assay, it's actually a loisa, say. Okay? Feirush of Raisa, like Rabbi Yossi. Next. Now, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Now we're going to talk about something completely different. So we're done. That's two dots right there. That's the two dots. Now we're going to talk about. Well, see, this is a big problem here. At the way the introductory remarks of the English put it, we're talking about actually the first part of the Mishnah. Okay? The first part of the Mishnah was Katicha of Kodshim and Pigol and Noisar cooked together with Chulin meat can combine to prohibit the Chulin to non-Kohanim. Now there is a Machlokas. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Machlokas. That this ruling, the way we're starting off now, that we're going to have a Machlokas. Let me just speak this out for us because it's easier this way. There's going to be a Machlokas now between Rav Yochanan and Rav Lakish as to whether what the Shita of Rav Shimon is in this first case of the Mishnah. The way we have our Gersa. The first approach here in the Gemara. Even though, if you read our Mishnah, our Mishnah explicitly says there's a Machlokas. But it's uncharacteristic, but this is one of the first times we're seeing something like this. Where even though we have a Gersa in our Mishnah, which clearly shows that Rav Shimon argues, and he holds that in this case, it's mutter both to the Kohanim and to the Zarim, because he holds, like we explained, that he holds two Yisurim are not mistarif with each other. And therefore, the two different Shemus are not mistarif, and therefore it's mutter bein lazar, bein lekohen. But this is the machlokas between Rish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. Rish Lakish says Reb Shimon argues and holds and not mistarif because it's two different Shemus, because we knew Reb Shimon's Shita from previous Mishnayos. And Rav Yochanan says, no, there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees here. So on that statement that Rav Yochanan says everybody agrees, the footnote says, look at this. Footnote 11. In our version of the Mishnah, it's clearly stated in the first ruling that Rav Shimon disputes the Tanakhama. It's evident, however, from the Gemara that the Yerushalmi's reading did not include Reb Shimon's dissent. Very unusual. That the Girsa in our Mishnah was not found in the Yerushalmi's version. Right? In Yerushalmi's version, the Mishnah's first clause ends after saying that it's Osir. Right? Our Girsa is Osir Lazarim Mutar LeKohanim. That's our Girsa, and that's where it would end according to Yerushalmi. And Rish Lakish would be coming and saying that Reb Shimon would argue, and Reb Yochanan would come and say, no, that Reb Shimon is Moida in this first case. That's one way to learn the Gemara. There's another way to learn the Gemara, which is the Gemara wasn't talking about the first case of the Mishnah. The Gemara, like you said originally, we're talking about the last case of the Mishnah, where it's talking about Kachin Kalim, mixing together with Kachin Kachin, and in that case it says it's also for Tameim and Mutar L'Tayrim. There's no Machlokas Reb Shimon over there in our Mishnah. Maybe that's what the Machlokas is. The Rish Lakish is saying that that is also the Machlokas. Reb Shimon would argue in the Sefer as well. And Reb Yochanan says, no, there's no Machlokas. Even Reb Shimon is mighty there. So those are two Mahalchim that he brings down in the footnotes. You can choose whoever you want. Okay, that's in footnote 11. It's a very hard read of the Gemara. To read it otherwise. I like the second way better. Very unusual to find that they totally ignore the Girsa in our Mishnah. Very unusual. The Kasha Alder of Shimon Lakish. Now the Gemara says that we have a problem with Rish Lakish. What's the problem? We're on Lama Gimel Amad Alf. Lokain Savrinon Meimar Kulhen Lashon Truma. We had found earlier on 16b that when you have a mixture of truma and trumas meiser of demai and chala and vikorim, that they all mix together. And over there in that Mishnah, it also mentions, it says in the footnote, there's also a mention of Arla and Kliyakara. And in that case, Reb Shimon argues. He says, no, Kliyakara and Demai, and Arla rather, Kliyakara and Arla are two different shameless, and therefore they're not Mistaris. But the first clause, the Truma, they're all called Truma, and therefore Reb Shimon is Maida.
They're
Mitzdarif. Reb Shimon is Maida when things have the same name.
Right.
So the Gemara doesn't understand Rish Lakish. I mean, this is a very simple question, according to the second Mahalach, right? If it's something that's Kachim and Kachim Kalim, they have the same Shem Kodesh. They have the same Isser of Chokeresh Leistiga for Tmeim. Why wouldn't Reb Shimon agree, just like he agrees, that when you have the same Shem Truma that it's Mitzdarif, let him agree here too? That's the question we ask. Lochein Savrina Meimar Kulhan Lashon Truma Mitzdarfin V'Kol Yitzdarfu. Let them be Mitzdarf also. Kulhan Lashon Tumah. They're all the same answer of Tumah. Like I just told you, V'Kol Zara Yecho Kaidish. But Lashon Zaras. And in the first clause, Kachim, Pigal, and Noisar. Again, we're going back. I'm flipping with you because this is the first shot. And the first clause, Kachim, Pigal, and Nois are all prohibited under the term non-Kohen. So according to Rav Shimon, they should also be Mitzdarif. So the Gemara says that there's a Braisa. So Rav Shimon, Lakish, Kahado, the Tony Bar Kapara. He has another Braisa. Chaticha shal Kodesh, shal Pigal, shal Nois, shal Ismashlum, Chatichas, Rav Shimon, Matar, Vachacham, Meisim. He found a Beferish of Braisa that shows that he is Matar. So therefore, if he is Mater, he has a Braisa upon which he can be Simach on. Ad kan, Hadron Allah, Hadshuma.
So Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that this Braisa, where the Tana Rav Shimon says what? That they do combine or they don't combine? They don't combine. Because they're different names.
Yeah,
you're welcome. So Shimon Lakish doesn't care about the lumdus. Since he found another Braisa to hang his hat on, he's good.